The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, beginning with the meditation period, just allowing yourself to settle into a posture that is comfortable and relaxed, and that supports a sense of wakefulness and alertness. Seeing if there are any small ways to shift or allow the body to find a posture that feels most at ease and most comfortable. It also supports a sense of dignity or clarity, perhaps a sense of simplicity. And in a simple way, connecting with this experience of the body sitting, noticing the sensations of softness or hardness, the sense of weightedness, or perhaps areas of lightness, warmth or coolness. Inviting the body to soften. In its own time, just allowing the whole system to slowly settle and unwind. Allowing the rhythm of the breathing to be like a gentle and nourishing massage throughout the body. A comforting, nourishing presence or energy that moves through the whole body, through the whole field of physical experience. Allowing the breath to be comfortable, and you can see if breathing shallow or deep feels most settling, most comfortable, perhaps slower or a bit quicker. And allowing the breath to be simple, perhaps not something that you have to do, but something that you can simply receive. Seeing that the breath is breathing itself, allowing it to just come to you receiving the nourishment of the breath. Appreciating the breath. Remembering to invite the whole system to soften, to settle. Anytime you notice tension has crept back in, just very gently allowing it to release. Just appreciating the simplicity of sitting here, receiving the sensations of breathing. And just as we simply know or receive the arising and passing sensations of the body sitting, of the breath, of our physical experience, so too in this practice do we simply notice, allow to arise and pass, to be known, any activity of the mind. Whatever thoughts or images or moods or subtle attitudes. Simply allowing the experiences of, in Buddhism, what is called the sixth sense door, the mind. Simply allowing the objects or sensations at this sixth sense of the mind to just arise and pass and be known, just like with physical sensations. Just as with sounds, sounds in the room, arising, passing, sounds of my voice. Just as with sights, smells, tastes. So too, noticing that experiences of the mind simply arise, are known for a moment, and pass away on their own. All of the chatter about what's happening now, or perhaps greed for some pleasant experience to happen, or aversion towards an unpleasant experience, or perhaps just a drifting or there can be a kindness or a simplicity, patience. All of these qualities of mind that we can simply notice, include in our practice. We incline the mind in the direction of that which is skillful or beneficial. We incline the mind towards this relationship of simplicity, of non-reactivity, non-greed, non-aversion, kindness, a peace. And from within this frame, everything that arises can simply know as experience arising at the six senses. Remembering that all experience is just nature. Not I, me, or mine. Just a lawful process. And so allowing body sensations to arise and be known and pass away. As with sounds, sights, smells and tastes. And the activity of the mind. We incline our minds towards these beneficial qualities, patience of non-reactivity, of curiosity, kindness, and then anything that arises in the mind, we can just know as an object, just as a sensation or a sight. Just something arising in the mind, allowing it to be known, allowing it to pass away on its own. No need to make anything happen here. Inclining towards a simple knowing of this ever-changing flow of moment-to-moment experience. From time to time, you might ask, what is the relationship to what's happening? This can help to shine light on whether the mind is trying to make something happen or trying to get rid of something to make something stop happening. Perhaps the mind is disconnected, checked out. And also, there are moments when the mind is balanced and at ease. Not in conflict with what is arising, but simply knowing that an unentangled knowing. That is kind and gentle and at peace. That which you're aware of, sometimes called the object of meditation, is neither good nor bad. So when we're observing experience, observing the mind, it's really important to be able to be curious about reactive patterns of mind. Or unskillful states of mind when they do arise. If we know them as they are, if we know anger as anger, if we know craving as craving, then in that there is some right view, some right understanding. The awareness is not entangled with it as when we're experiencing it. But unaware that it's happening. So, to be aware of any state of mind as it is in itself a wholesome state of mind. Because wise mindfulness is always wholesome, always skillful. And it has the quality of naturally disinclining the mind towards what it directly knows to be stressful. So instead of despairing if we're noticing reactive patterns or unhelpful patterns, we can rejoice in the awareness of them. The awareness brings some room, some space, some freedom. And the more genuinely interested and available we are, the more we are planting the seeds of the unraveling of these patterns. So whatever comes, we can appreciate the goodness of the awareness of it, regardless of whether what we know is pleasant or unpleasant. So settling back into the simplicity of just knowing whatever is arising in this moment, and now this moment, and now this moment. Just letting things come and go, and resting with the simplicity of awareness. And as we come to the end of this sitting, take a moment to reflect on what worked. What did you do? Or what kinds of qualities were present when there was a greater sense of ease or peace? Or simplicity. Or whatever felt truly beneficial to you. Just take note. Take note of what ways of being are truly supportive of well-being. Thank you all very much for your practice.